When Ravana learned of the death of his commander-in-chief, his heart became afflicted with unbearable grief. Addressing his ministers, the Rakshasa king spoke, "No longer can I ignore my powerful enemies. Now I shall go and personally enter the battlefield." Ravana mounted his splendid chariot and came out of the city to fight, surrounded by his army of Rakshasas. When Lord Ram saw the huge Rakshasa army approaching, he questioned Vibhishan about its leaders. Then, catching sight of Ravana, Ram exclaimed, "Due to his extraordinary effulgence and prowess, it is difficult for me to look upon this Rakshasa king. However, it certainly is my good fortune that Ravana has come within my view, for now I can finally vent my long-kept wrath." Before leaving the city, Ravana ordered a large army to stay back and guard Lanka. He warned them to remain alert lest the monkeys take advantage of his absence. Coming out of the city, Ravana divided the sea of monkeys in twain, while Ram and Lakshman took up their bows in anticipation. The fight began as Sugriva picked up a mountain peak and suddenly darted forward, hurling a mass of rocks at Ravana. The Rakshasa king, however, effortlessly broke the rocks into fragments with his arrows and then released another shaft which deeply pierced Sugriva. And when Sugriva fell to the ground, moaning in pain, the Rakshasas jumped up and down jubilantly. Six more monkey chiefs then picked up mountain peaks, rushing towards Ravana. However, the Rakshasa king again shattered the rocks to pieces with his arrows. Then, after making those monkey chiefs fall wounded to the ground, Ravana began slaughtering numerous enemy soldiers with showers of arrows. Feeling extremely hard-pressed, the monkeys thus took shelter of Lord Ram. Ram proceeded towards Ravana, but Lakshman implored him for permission to be the first to fight with the Rakshasa king. When Ram consented, Hanuman protected him, checking the Rakshasa king's arrows by hurling rocks. Unable to contain himself, Hanuman suddenly darted towards Ravana. With his right arm raised above his head, Hanuman challenged, "The benediction you received from Lord Brahma does not grant you immunity from death at the hands of monkeys. So I will strike you dead with a single blow of my mighty fist." And Ravana replied with his own challenge, "I invite you to hit me once freely, and then I will strike you dead." "Oh, Ravana, why do you speak so foolishly? Do you not remember how I easily killed your son, Aksha?" At this, Ravana darted forward and slapped Hanuman on the chest, causing him to reel backwards, losing his balance. And when he recovered, the enraged Hanuman retaliated by violently striking Ravana with the palm of his hand. Ravana staggered, and the demigods and rishis who were observing the fight applauded Hanuman. Indeed, when Ravana recovered himself, he also praised Hanuman for being such a worthy adversary. "Oh no, Ravana, I can understand that my prowess is actually very insignificant, for it is you who are still alive and well. So if you think I am a worthy opponent, please feel free to strike me again." The enraged Ravana pounded Hanuman in the chest with his clenched fist, causing the monkey hero to reel backwards and becoming dizzy. Then, leaving Hanuman aside, Ravana turned his attention to Nila and began shooting him with strings of arrows. And although hard-pressed, Nila picked up a mountain peak, hurling it at Ravana. As the Rakshasa king proceeded to break the rocks to pieces with his arrows, Hanuman recovered, but he refrained from further fighting, since he was unwilling to attack someone who was already engaged in fighting with another. As Nila picked up one mighty tree after another, Ravana chopped them all to pieces with his arrows and continued to oppress his enemy. Finally, to avoid Ravana's arrows, Nila shrank himself to a tiny size and jumped onto Ravana's flagstaff. Ravana flared with rage upon seeing this trick. And as Nila darted from Ravana's bow and back to the flagstaff, Ram and Lakshman indeed became astonished. And Ravana also appreciated his daring feat. But nevertheless, Ravana evoked a powerful fire weapon which struck Nila in the chest, knocking him down to his knees. Now, with Nila out of the way, Ravana approached Lakshman. After they exchanged harsh words, Ravana released 7 arrows, but Lakshman easily cut them to pieces. Becoming excited, Ravana released a shower of arrows, but Lakshman was able to neutralize them all with his own shafts. Lakshman then took the offensive by releasing his arrows at the astonished Ravana, but the Rakshasa king was able to cut them to pieces. Finally, Ravana released a Brahmastra arrow, which struck Lakshman in the forehead, and Lakshman fell down in a swoon on the battlefield. And it was with great difficulty that Lakshman recovered himself. Then, taking up his bow, Lakshman renewed his attack. He sliced Ravana's bow to pieces with his arrows, and then made the Rakshasa king faint by puncturing him with 3 powerful shafts. Ravana lay upon the ground, his limbs bathed in blood. And it was only with great effort that Ravana was able to regain consciousness and raise himself up. Desiring to put an end to his adversary, Ravana took a lance that was awarded to him by Lord Brahma, and he hurled it at Lakshman most violently. Although Lakshman tried his best to counteract it with his own weapons, the powerful lance entered his chest. The impact was so great that Lakshman fell to the ground. And as Lakshman fought to remain conscious, Ravana came to arrest him. However, just as the Rakshasa king grabbed him, Lakshman remembered that he is a direct expansion of Lord Vishnu, and so he began to exhibit his unlimited prowess. Indeed, Ravana, who had the power to lift up the entire 3 worlds, could not pick up Lakshman, even though exerting all of his strength. As Ravana mounted his chariot, Hanuman suddenly darted forward, striking Ravana a violent blow to the chest with his fist. Blood then flowed from Ravana's 10 mouths, 20 ears, and 20 eyes, and Ravana fell down unconscious onto the floor of his chariot. All the monkeys shouted with joy. Hanuman then went to where Lakshman lay injured. Out of affection for Hanuman, Lakshman again made his body light so that Hanuman could carry him. And the mystical lance, with its mission now completed, withdrew itself from Lakshman's chest and returned to Ravana. Meanwhile, Ravana regained consciousness and again took up his bow. Lakshman also stood up, his wounds completely healed by the inconceivable Achintya Shakti of Lord Vishnu. Because Ravana had struck down so many monkeys, Ram now decided the time had finally come to personally approach Ravana for combat. And at Hanuman's request, Ram mounted Hanuman's shoulders and rushed towards the Rakshasa king, challenging him to fight. While feeling great enmity towards Ram, Ravana began showering his arrows upon Hanuman. However, since Hanuman remained unaffected, Ram was able to move right next to Ravana's chariot and smash it to pieces. Then, taking up an effulgent arrow, Ram gashed Ravana's chest, which made him dizzy, and so Ravana dropped his bow. Finally, after cutting off Ravana's flag, Ram declared, "You have performed an heroic feat by killing unlimited numbers of monkeys on this battlefield. Therefore, you must be quite exhausted from fighting, and so I will refrain from killing you now. You may return to Lanka in order to rest, and when you are recovered, I will fight with you once again." Embarrassed, shamed, Ravana returned to Lanka with his head hung down, while Ram and Lakshman turned to extracting arrows from the monkeys' bodies. Upon witnessing Ravana's humiliation, the demigods and rishis who were stationed in the sky rejoiced, confident that their mission would soon be accomplished.